I'm Shanna Hutchison, dietitian, blogger, and mama, born and raised in the heart of the Midwest. I believe that wellness goes way beyond what we eat and that our body size does not determine our worth. I am passionate about showing other women how to live a life they truly love, one that feels purposeful, that helps them feel their best physically, mentally, and emotionally, and that being a mom can be one of the best things you ever do without it becoming your entire identity. This is a place you can come to hear vulnerable and interesting conversations about health and wellness, motherhood, entrepreneurship, and more. If you want to find freedom with food, learn how to improve your overall well-being, and stop waiting for a number on the scale to start living your best life and go after your goals, then you're in the right place. I'm so excited to learn and grow together. This is the Wellness for the Win podcast. Hello, everyone. I am coming on because I had really high hopes for like releasing a podcast episode this week. And here we are. It's Wednesday mid-morning and I'm recording. I just decided I was like, maybe it'll be quicker and easier to do a solo episode where I like don't care about editing and stuff. So that's what I'm planning to do. But full disclosure, Levi is sleeping on my chest in the baby carrier and the dogs are being a pain in the ass at my feet. And I don't have very high expectations for how this is going to go, but we'll see. So what I'm planning to do today, first, I'll give you like a little look into our morning just for shits and giggles. So like I always feed Levi first thing in the morning, obviously. And then I had plans. So he's like been not a huge fan of the car seat. So I've been like wanting to experiment with different timing. I'm like, okay, if he's freshly fed and changed and everything, like maybe he will tolerate it better. And unfortunately that was not the case this morning. So I had like a gift card for scooters and I've been craving scooters. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself to some coffee. We'll go on a little coffee run and it'll be good practice for him to be in the car seat in the car and it'll be great. And he literally, you guys, he cried the entire time, like 12 minutes there, 12 minutes back, but it felt like an hour. It was so sad. And as you know, I've mentioned like he didn't cry for like the first several weeks of his life in the NICU. And then now he definitely tells us how he feels. So it's a good thing. I mean, I'm glad he, you know, can do that and tell us. And even just a second ago on the carrier or in the carrier, he like woke up for a second, like screaming for 2 seconds and then went back to sleep. You know how babies do that? And like, they'll do that in the middle of the night. I remember Rhett would do that when in the middle of the night and I would like reach over into the bassinet and like grab him really quickly. And our pediatrician was like, give him a second and see if he goes back to sleep because he most likely will. Babies just sometimes like do that. And it's true. So like Levi literally just did that. He screamed for 2 seconds and now he's passed out again. So babies are funny. But anyway, so that was that. I got my coffee and he was traumatized from the car ride. And then I rocked him when we got home and he fell asleep instantly on my chest. And that was actually a blessing because he is tolerating the carrier great because I put him in it when he was asleep. I think maybe that's why he cried a second ago. He was like, holy shit, what is this contraption that I'm in? But he didn't care enough to stay awake and be upset. But knock on wood. So anyway, and then I came home and attempted to feed the dogs who are so needy these days when it comes to food. I'm not even going to get into that, but that takes forever. And then I finally fed myself at 9 a.m., which is late for me. But again, I tried to like get him in the car seat before we did anything else in hopes that that would help, but no such luck. So I will continue to try different things. I'm like, maybe someday I'll be able to go on walks again. But as of right now, he's not loving it. And I looked into like a bassinet attachment for our car seat just because I'm like, maybe that would be better. But they're like $250 for I should look for like a gently used one. We have a baby jogger stroller. Both of our strollers are baby jogger. But it's an expensive attachment for something that you'll only use for a short period of time before they're like big enough to actually like buckle into the stroller. So anyway, I'm probably not going to get that unless I can find one very, you know, used and very affordable or something. But until then, we will maybe just not go on walks or maybe I'll just go on freaking walks with him in the carrier if he's asleep and content. So that would be just like a bigger workout, I guess. So yeah, anyway, that's my weird morning. And okay, so what I was going to come on and talk about today. So I like had this written down for an episode idea before he was born even. Just like random things that we're loving or that I'm loving slash we meaning Ethan and I, and I like jotted down some random like categories. So things like, you know, favorite current kitchen gadget and favorite show that we're watching, that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to go through some random things and hopefully you'll enjoy listening to some of that stuff, because I always enjoy getting like random new ideas for like shows and, you know, random things I've bought and stuff like that. So let's just go ahead and get into it. So first that I had written down was Sam the Cooking Guy. So this is a guy on, he has a YouTube channel, and gosh, I don't even know how many subscribers he has, probably like a million or something. Literally all of his videos have like over a million views, and he's so entertaining and fun to watch. But they're all like cooking videos of him and his like outdoor incredible kitchen. I think he lives in LA, but he makes us like giggle out loud. He's so funny. He says the F word a lot, just FYI. So if you're not into cuss words, then you probably wouldn't be listening to me. So if you're fine with a lot of F-bombs, then definitely check him out. But not only is he entertaining, but like the food he makes is amazing. Like we have so many recipes of his that we want to try. We've made a couple, or we've made at least one of his like slider recipes. I think we made maybe one of his like dip recipes or something. I don't know. He has a bunch of stuff that we need to make, but Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube, be sure to look him up. We have like a Fire Stick so we can just like watch YouTube on the TV. I'm sure most people have the ability to do that these days, but anyway, definitely check him out. He's one of our favorites. We were like binging him a lot before, I feel like before Levi was born, and then a little bit, you know, the first couple weeks of NICU life, and then we haven't watched him in a while actually, so we need to get back to it. But that kind of leads me into the next thing, is what we're currently watching, which is Succession. So I recently had my friend Amanda on. We did like the Kansas City related podcast, and I'm shocked when I listened back, I was shocked she didn't mention this. She mentioned like a couple of other like more like lighthearted 30 minute shows, but Succession is so, so good. So I think the Succession, like recently the series finale happened, and we are like only on like season two. So we like just started at the beginning. I think Ethan has actually seen the whole series up until like the last season, before, like years ago, but this is my first time watching it. So it is really, really good. It's on HBO Max. It's just like really good acting, and I just like really appreciate that these days, because I feel like there's so many shows where the acting is just like subpar, and it makes it hard to get into it, at least for me. When the acting sucks, I'm like, I can't like get into the storyline when the actors are just not good. So anyway, Succession is amazing. It's like, it's something that like girls and guys both like. So it's something that you can like watch with your partner, which is always a nice option to find. Like sometimes it's hard to come by shows that you both enjoy. But it's like really like witty and just written so well. And I'm like laughing a lot, not because it's like funny, but like, it's hard to explain, but it's just really good. I highly recommend. And HBO Max also has, gosh, I'm trying to think, one of the shows that Amanda mentioned, I think that was one of her faves, but it also has Friends. So when I was on maternity leave with Rhett, I watched the whole Friends start to finish, and I've been watching it a little bit with Levi. Like, it's just a nice thing to have on in the background if you have seen it before, and like, if you're like me and you know the word, every single word to every episode, it's just a nice, easy thing and like comforting thing to have in the background. So if you're wanting to get HBO Max and wondering what else is on there, those are a couple of the things. There's a bunch more, of course, but those are the two that are at the top of my head. So those are some shows for you. The other thing I had written down, again, I made this list like long ago, like before he was even born, I think. So at the time I wrote down that my new favorite kitchen gadget was my grape cutting tool. So if you guys watch my stories, you probably watched the really embarrassing video of me trying to use the grape cutter for the first time. So just so you know, like if you buy this thing, you hold the grape cutter, you put the grape in, and you hold the grape cutter up in the air and push the thing down. It's going to be impossible to like picture unless you know what I'm talking about. I'll post it in my stories again. But basically, I like tried putting the grape on like the surface of like the cutting board and then like smashing the thing on it, and it didn't work, and it just smashed the grape. And I was like, what the hell? I was like, well, how does this thing work? And then I figured it out, and I felt like a big idiot. But now you know. Hopefully someone else learned from my stupid mistake And surely I'm not the only one who has done it that way. So if I am, oh well, I mean, no shame. At the time, I was like, I blame pregnancy brain for this, but I'm sure I would have done that regardless. But also, a lot of people love it for cherry tomatoes. So like, if you're someone who doesn't have a little one that you need to quarter grapes for, and you enjoy cherry tomatoes on like salads or whatever, then apparently it's great for that. I'm not a huge cherry tomato fan, but apparently it's perfect for those too. I will say I did put cherry tomatoes in my pasta salad recipe not too long ago, and it did work well for that. Okay. Another thing that I recently tried at the time that I made this list was homemade pecan butter. You guys, it was so good and so easy. And I'll have to link my little like food processor, because that's another kitchen gadget that I love. I want to say we got it for a wedding present like a million years ago. I guess, gosh, it'll be, 6 years this year. Wait, 2017. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It'll be 6 years. Does anyone else still have to use their fingers to count? Because I just did. But yeah, this little food processor, I just put pecans in there. Now I'm trying to think, what else did I put in there? Maybe a little bit of salt. I don't even think I put oil. But it turned out so freaking good, you guys. We like devoured a whole batch of pecan butter in a day. And it made me want to try like making more nut butters at home, because I was like, that was so easy and you could easily add like a little bit of like coconut sugar or cane sugar, or you know, a little bit of like coconut oil or cinnamon, you know, you could add in like different like mix-ins and it would be so easy and delicious and very cheap to do. Although nuts are not cheap, so now I'm like, now I understand why nut butters can be expensive sometimes, because you know, you have to use a lot of nuts to make a lot of nut butter. So anyway, but homemade nut butters, that's something I want to challenge you guys to make. Pecan butter specifically is what I made, and it was so good. And I'm posting that recipe on my feed pretty soon, so stay tuned. Okay, the next thing I wrote down at the time was the Kelsea Ballerini EP, like about her, like all the songs about her divorce. There's like 6 songs on there, and at this point it's kind of old news, but it's still so good. So if you haven't like listened to it, at the time, I feel like I was listening to it literally on repeat and just obsessed. I'm trying to think. I'm going to pull it up because I can't even remember the name of the song that I love the most. Let's see. Rolling Up the Welcome Mat. That's a good one. Oh, wait. That's the name of the album. Rolling Up the Welcome Mat is the EP. And then let's see. Mountain with a View is my favorite one. And then Blindsided. I mean, they're literally all so good. There's 6 of them. So if you're a Kelsea Ballerini fan and you somehow have not listened to the EP yet, or if you aren't a fan of her, check it out. You might be surprised. It's really good. He's wiggling and making noise. We're getting close to the time that he probably will want to eat. So we'll see how this goes. Another thing that I'm loving and that I've especially loved over the past 6 weeks or so is the Carpool podcast. So a lot of you probably know Kelly from The Car Mom. So she has a big Instagram account and YouTube and stuff where she like reviews cars for moms and families and stuff. She's awesome. I actually interviewed her for my podcast, and that's the episode I was going to release this week, but I didn't have time to edit it, and I want to edit it like decently well. So, and there go the dogs. But, gosh, sorry. Anyway, the Carpool podcast, it's Kelly and her sister Liz, and it's a really, oh my gosh, hold on. That's my life right now. So hopefully the dogs will shut up. Okay. So the Carpool podcast, it's a very easy listen. It's literally, they're just like chatting back and forth and it's funny. So it doesn't require like any thought. it won't like challenge you, which I personally needed, especially like going back and forth from the NICU. I just like needed something that was easy to listen to, that I didn't really have to focus on, that would just like make me laugh and wasn't so serious. And I really enjoyed that. So they talk about a bunch of random things. One little segment that they do, and that's another thing that I like that they do, is like segments. So I was going to get your guys' thoughts, and maybe I'll do like a little poll on this, but they do segments like most recent transactions, and they'll do like a, gosh, what do they call it? Ditch the drive-through. So they'll talk about like a couple of recipes or one recipe or something to make at home that's super easy and delicious and that everyone likes. So I was going to steal one of their segments for today, which is the most recent transactions, because I think it's just fun to like listen to what other people are buying and be like, oh, actually, I could use that kind of thing. So let's see. At the time that I wrote this, that I made this list, these were my most recent transactions. And I'll see if I have any recent ones like at this time that are more relevant or timely or anything. But at the time I wrote that, one of my recent transactions then was the stainless steel cups with lids and straws for Rhett's smoothies. So I know like I posted on my stories a while back that I was looking like I was in search of good smoothie cups for toddlers because we had so many just like random ass cups that were not doing the job. So like one of them had a super long straw and he would pull it out and then the smoothie would spill everywhere. We were like for the longest time we were using this one specific snowman cup from Christmas, like a Christmas set of cups. And whenever Rhett saw it, he like associated with it with smoothies and always wanted a smoothie whenever he saw it. But I got these cups. I can't remember who recommended them, but the brand is Elk and Friends, and I got them on Amazon, and I'll link them in the show notes for you guys. But they're great. They're like a perfect size. They're stainless steel. They have glass ones as well, but they have like a silicone like covering around the sides so that they don't break if and when they get dropped. And the straws have like a little stopper on the bottom so they don't come out and the stuff doesn't spill everywhere. So they're just really great, and I love them. So I will link those for you. And then let's see. The other thing at the time that I purchased was a 3-tier cart for like nursing and baby stuff. And again, this was before he arrived and I didn't know like what life would look like. So I didn't use it for 6 weeks or I guess 4 weeks when he was not home. But now we are using it. It's nice to have. I wouldn't say it's like an absolutely essential thing, but I know a lot of people love it. It probably kind of depends on the layout of your house, honestly. And like what all you feel like you need. But for me, I'll try to post this on stories too, but like for the nursing cart, I just have like a bunch of newborn diapers on it. I have some like backup, outfits on it for him. I have like oh my God, Coda, you are so freaking annoying. God, my patience for the dogs is next to nothing at this time. Like postpartum, you're just like, can you not? Okay. Anyway, let's see. So what else do I have on my nursing cart? I have like diaper paste, and I have another butt spatula coming in the mail. 'Cause I love those for like applying diaper cream to his booty. I have like baby Aquaphor on it, and I know a lot of people like suggested putting like specific like toys for Rhett on it. I haven't really felt like that's necessary because it's in our living room where all of Rhett's toys are, like in our big huge toy basket. So anyway, I think again it depends on where you're keeping it, and if you are like really truly like rolling it back and forth from one room to another. But ours honestly is like stationary, and it's not even totally essential. Like I could store those things in like the cabinets by our fireplace if I wanted to. But it is nice to have those things like a little bit more closer and like more accessible to where I typically nurse him, which is like on the couch. But anyway, there's that. And so if you feel like you need that kind of thing, Carrie Locker is amazing for all kinds of baby tips. So she has a really good, I think she has a big, huge highlight on like nursing cart suggestions as far as like what to stock on it and stuff like that. The other thing at this time that I put on the list was a dino bath towel, a hooded dino bath towel for Rhett, which at first he was like not excited about. I was like, why are you not excited about this dino towel? He was kind of scared of it. And now he loves it. So that was a good purchase. And I think that was fairly affordable. And we just didn't have any towels that were not like baby size. And dude, speaking of which, when you have a baby, like a newborn baby, I know everyone told me this and I like knew that this would be the case, but like until you experience it, just how huge your toddler feels all of a sudden, like changing Rhett's diapers. I feel like I'm changing an adult's diapers. It's so crazy. I'm like, okay, it might be time to do some potty training. But so on that note, someone did ask about potty training the other day, and we are going to wait till probably like fall. He is going to be 3 in January, and he'll go to a new daycare at that time. And he does have to be potty trained for that one. So we'll probably wait until fall. I know it would be nice to do like the naked thing during the summertime, but obviously we're like still navigating this transition with Levi home and stuff. And there's pros and cons of diapers, you guys. Like, people I see who are potty training their kids or whose kids are like fairly newly potty trained, you have to like constantly ask them, like, do you need to go potty? Do you need to go to the bathroom? And so then you have to like take them to the big potty all the time. And it's nice to have the option of them just like shitting themselves in their diaper and sitting in it for a minute if you don't have like the time or capacity or the extra hands to change them, you know? Like, I know everyone understands that, but it's just like, I don't know. We're not there yet. So we'll be crossing that bridge a little bit later on. But as of now, no potty training is in the books for us. I know people have so many different thoughts and recommendations and stuff for potty training. So I'm not claiming to be an expert whatsoever in that. But I'll share what we do eventually. Let's see. Some other things that I wrote down that I'm loving. So these ones are a little bit more recent. I had to pause for a second because we were getting a package on the porch and that means the dogs are barking again. Let's see. So some things I wrote down that I'm loving or that I've been loving lately. So the Hospital Hill latte from the roastery. They had a roastery at Children's Mercy, which you probably saw if you follow my stories. I had one like almost every day of our NICU stay, but it's so delicious. And I'm going to find the recipe for you guys. I did save it. Let's see. I'm actually just going to tell you where to find it because that'll be easier for all of us probably. So Tasting Kansas City is a great Instagram account. And she sent me like a recipe for how to make it at home. So let me see. Let me make sure I can find. Okay. It's in my CMH highlight on my Instagram profile. So CMH meaning Children's Mercy Hospital, but I can read it to you really quickly. So again, Tasting Kansas City, shout out for giving me this recipe. So she says to make 2 shots of espresso, and while that's still warm, put a big squeeze of honey in, 1 to 2 tablespoons, depending on how sweet you like it. Give that a little stir to combine, and then add 1 cup of milk of choice, followed by a shake or 2 of cinnamon, add ice, stir again, and enjoy. And she thinks that it's better when it's iced as opposed to hot, which I agree. I've never had it hot, but it's so good iced. So just try that. And then while I was at, when we were in the NICU, someone also recommended the Hirsch from the roastery, which apparently is like the Hospital Hill, but has vanilla added, I guess. But I will say I tried that and I prefer the OG Hospital Hill. So take what you will with that. Let's see. And speaking of which, I was like, okay, so I've been loving lattes. So maybe I need like an espresso machine at home. And then of course I got tons of feedback on which Nespresso or espresso machine to get. And a ton of people love the Nespresso, of course. And Nespresso Virtuo is the most popular one that people recommended. But a ton of people also talked about Breville. I'm probably butchering how you say all of these things. Breville. I don't know. Maybe it's French. but anyway, Breville, I'm probably saying it wrong, is another one that people recommended. And they're like, it's worth the money. It's so much better. And of course, now people are talking about how like Nespresso pods are bad for your health and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm curious, but the Breville ones are literally like $1,000. Like, they're expensive, but there are some sales coming up, I think. So maybe we'll all keep our eyes peeled for that and see what the best option is. And there's also like little just like kettle looking things that you can like do on the stovetop and quickly make like a couple shots of espresso. So I'm like, I don't know if I need a huge big machine, but maybe I would like love it so much that I would use it. I don't know. We'll see. TBD. Also surprisingly loving scooters. So we got scooters when we were at Advent, when I had Levi there and I was still in the hospital for a few days. So I got that pretty much every morning there and I love it. And like I mentioned, I got scooters this morning. So from there, I just get like a big iced latte with sugar-free vanilla and an extra shot of espresso. And it's very simple, but delicious. And let's see. What else? I think that's like all the random things I was going to talk about, just like random things I'm loving. Oh, another thing. I'm just like, I just pulled up my notes from my phone because I just jot notes down randomly. Does anyone else like never ever get things done if they don't put a reminder or a note in their phone? Because if I don't write it down, it's going to escape from my brain like really quickly. Maybe that's just the season of life that I'm in, but I don't think so. I mean, like when I was early postpartum, like the first couple of weeks, I had alarms set for my meds every 3 hours, which I feel like you have to, because otherwise you'll forget. And like having a label of which one, I mean, that's what I did. And that's what I would recommend doing, so you can like stay on top of them. But I just, I mean, if it's not an alarm, it's not going to happen. That's all I have to say. So, but another thing that was on my note here, is that dried mango. So like unsweetened dried mango is one of my favorite snacks. And apparently the kind from Costco, I'm assuming it's Kirkland's brand. I've heard that that's like the best. So that's on my list, my grocery list for my Costco run that I need to make soon, as well as pretzel nuggets. So those were two snacks that I was enjoying in the hospital. And everyone said Costco for both is the best. So like pretzel nuggets. Oh my God, the neighbor is driving. Our neighbor was just backing up with like reversing their car with the little Pomeranian dog on the hood. But it's okay. The dog is safe. It's now in the owner's arms. That was funny. So apparently the pretzel nuggets from Costco are like the perfect ratio of pretzel to peanut butter. So I'm like very willing to experiment with that. And I think that's all. Actually, let me pull up really quickly my most recent transactions to see if there's anything else recently that I've bought that I think that you need. Because I've bought a lot of shit lately. Okay. Oh, I did link a few things yesterday, like postpartum clothing that I've purchased, because if we're being really honest, nothing fits right now. And it's just so frustrating and annoying. And like, it's fine. Obviously, I'm 6 weeks postpartum. I'm not expecting to be in my normal like size right now, but it's just annoying to have no options to wear. Like, I have a lot of things that are just a little, like they almost fit, but they're just a little too snug on the belly. And that doesn't feel good to like feel constricted. Like leggings feel fine, but it's like hot as hell outside now. And I'm like, I need some shorts that I can wear that are comfortable and not squeezing me. So I got like a pair of sweat shorts that are black and they have pockets and they're really comfy and they come in a jillion colors. So I honestly might get another pair. Because I just need some options that'll fit well. And I also I need to like find another pair or a pair of biker shorts, maybe that is like not compressive and just like comfy and looser. Because I just feel like I have so many shorts and leggings that are like really compressive, which I don't mind when my belly is like not feeling the way that it is right now, which is like a big squishy water balloon. Or deflated balloon, honestly, but that's okay. That's just part of this journey, and it's gonna take some time, and that's okay. But I just want some things that fit me. And I also got like a cute, just like hot pink cropped t-shirt kind of thing that is just, I mean, it's just hard too, like when your boobs are so big, and you know, and everyone talks about like nursing friendly shirts, and honestly, you don't need to buy a bunch of nursing friendly like button downs and things like that. Half the time, I just take my shirt completely off when I'm nursing at home. Or if you're wearing like a normal t-shirt, you just like push it up over your bra. And the most important thing is having a nursing bra on. So that's that. Another recent transaction that I made was the Elta MD tinted face moisturizer that I love. That has SPF 46. I love it. It is so good. I've been using it for years. It doesn't break me out. The UV clear is the one that I use. I can link it again too. Unfortunately, I do not have a code for it. I'm kicking myself for not getting it when it was on 20% off for Memorial Day weekend, but I was a little occupied at the time, so I didn't purchase it when it was on sale, but it is my favorite. Speaking of sales, this is kind of unrelated, but Beauty Brands is having their leader sale right now. So if you need to restock on like shampoo and conditioner, which I always do, I like happen to always run out like exactly at the time of the annual leader sale, it seems like. So, cause I only wash my hair like once or twice a week. So definitely restock on your favorites if you, are in need. So I think that's all that I'm going to share for right now. I know that was actually more than I was planning to do because I expected him to wake up, but I just kept rambling. So there you go. One other thing that I will mention, or a couple other things. So the prenatals that I use, I continue to take them postpartum as you should, at least for several months postpartum. Really, like I took them the entirety of my breastfeeding journey with Rhett because your needs are still increased. So I would say, just so you know, continue to take prenatals for several months after baby is born. Of course, you know, talk to your doctor if you have any like concerns or special needs or anything after delivery, but I am still taking my Full Circle Full Well prenatals. My discount code is Wellness for the Win for those, which gets you 10% off. I take their fish oil supplements as well. So I took those all during pregnancy and continue to take both of those. And one other thing that I need to do, but I have yet to do, is Expecting and Empowered. They have tons and tons of resources for C-sections, which I never thought I would need, but here we are. And I have looked through a lot of their like posts on Instagram, and those have been helpful. And they actually were so amazing to send me like their C-section recovery kit with little different things and tips and like tips on like desensitization. So you get like feeling back where the incision is, and like tips on like scar massage and icing and different exercises you can do and things like that. I have barely dabbled in any of that. I did do more icing like while he was in the NICU, but now it's just been hard. Obviously, we've been very busy, very preoccupied, and certain things postpartum with everything that's happened have felt like weirdly paralyzing for me. Like during the NICU stuff, it was like so hard for me to even get myself to open my email. It just felt super overwhelming to do that. And so I'm still like trying to like ease back into opening my email because I have like brand stuff that I need to do. And so that's been kind of a challenge and something I'm like slowly working back into. And like it felt easy to like do Instagram and like answer DMs and stuff because that's just like mindless. But emails felt overwhelming. The C-section recovery stuff felt overwhelming. I was like, I felt paralyzed by it. So I feel like I'm at the point now where I have a little bit more capacity to do it mentally at least, but finding the time is another story because it's like he, you know, needs to eat every couple of hours and then he'll be sleeping on me and I don't want to like put him down. And he also doesn't always love to be put down. He wants to be held by me quite a bit, which is amazing, but sometimes hard to get stuff done. So it's just funny, like you would think the days would feel super long, but to me, they really don't. I feel like they go kind of fast, especially like, I mean, you're on like a 2 or 3 hour cycle of feeding and diaper changes and tummy time and reading. And before you know it, it's time to feed him again. And I mean, I don't know. It's just like, for me, it goes faster than expected. Of course, some days feel faster than others, but that's just been how it is, I guess. I don't know. Hard to explain unless you're in it and you probably know exactly what I mean. Also too, I guess I'll give a little breastfeeding update. He's doing seriously incredible. I am so amazed and impressed. And like, for the most part, it feels like he's been breastfeeding all along. Like he's latching really well most of the time. I would say sometimes his latch isn't perfect. He'll have like a little bit of a shallow latch where he's more like, they call it like nipple feeding, where, I mean, you really want them to have a big wide open mouth with your nipple like deeper into their mouth, and that should feel like a good comfortable latch, and whereas nipple feeding sometimes hurts. So if he does that, I'll try to like, flange his little lips out. It's hard to describe, but again, hopefully if you're a nursing mama, you probably know what I mean. And just like listening for good sucks and swallows, and he's just been nursing really well. So I'm super pleased about that. Let's see. Okay. Here I am still rambling, but I'm trying to like think of other questions that I wanted to address that people have been asking. So like, as far as follow-up visits for Levi, people have asked like what therapies he's going to need and stuff like that. So he's 6 weeks as of yesterday, and we do have an appointment. We have our first like evaluation with infant toddler services in a couple weeks, which is like the early intervention in-home services. Like they come to your house and they'll offer different therapies based on what you need. So like there's PT, OT, speech. They even have lactation on board. Like they've got all these different therapists that you can work with. And that's the like early intervention that's available through the state of Kansas. So if your like kiddo qualifies based on a certain like diagnosis or something, then they'll come out and offer those services in home. So that's what we'll be starting with here pretty soon. Like I said, the first appointment, they'll come out and just kind of like evaluate him, and it'll be hard because it's like, there's not a ton he should be doing yet at 6 weeks or whatever. But I mean, he's doing amazing in terms of like tummy time and lifting his head, and like his neck strength is really impressive, and he's like moving his limbs really well. And like when we were discharged from the hospital, PT inpatient was really happy with how he looked in terms of like his tone and moving all of his limbs pretty like equally, not like favoring one side, like things that they kind of look for based on his birth and his MRI results and things like that, which kind of showed that his motor skills would be affected. But as of right now, he looks pretty good in terms of his like physical abilities. So that's been encouraging. But it'll be really helpful to just have more eyes on him from the therapists that come to our house to see if there's anything like that we're missing. It's kind of a blessing in a way to be second time parents because we sort of know like what milestones roughly happen when and what to kind of look for and how to support him with different things like the tummy time and stuff. But yeah, so that's that. We'll do that soon. And then we will have follow-up visits with like the neonatologists at Children's Mercy outpatient. We'll see neurology there. I think we may see OT depending on like if he needs it. So with OT, we worked with them. So I always thought like speech therapy, like an SLP would be who we would work with on feeding, but at Children's Mercy specifically, they have OT doing like the feeding stuff in the NICU anyway. So it just depends on where you are and where you go for your care if you have a baby who needs help. But anyway, OT may or may not be at follow-up visits based on how he's doing. But as of now, thankfully, he's doing amazing with all oral feeds with both breast and bottle, mostly breast at this point. So that's great. And then, yeah, so it'll be more of like a long-term thing to see what other therapies he may need like on an ongoing basis. But we'll just start with the infant toddler services in home. And if he needs extra support from like private therapies or other things, then we'll do that. But that'll be where we begin. So yeah, as of now, we're just so happy with how he's doing and so proud and honestly shocked and amazed based on where he was, you know, 6 weeks ago. So we are so grateful for honestly just all the support from everyone. I feel like all the prayers have been so helpful and just like the good thoughts and honestly incredible care that we got at Children's Mercy for him as well. So it has all helped get him to where he is now, including, you know, Ethan and I being there and being there for him all the time and advocating for him and doing all the skin to skin and things like that. I feel like that stuff goes a long way too. And that's even what the providers at the hospital said. You know, they were like, it makes a huge difference when parents are there. And that's not to say that if you're not there, that you're doing a bad job. I know obviously people have obligations and jobs and there's only so much you can do. And then, you know, on the other hand, if you were there and doing all the things and your baby isn't doing as well, then that's not your fault either. You know, it's just like, it's such a hard thing and so complex. And my heart just aches for anyone who's going through anything similar to what we went through, like with the NICU or just medical, you know, certain medical needs with your babies. It's so freaking hard. And, you know, just lean on your support system as much as you possibly can. Ask for help. Don't be afraid to accept help because you need it. It's like survival mode when you're in that. So it's weird to look back on now because it just all feels still like a dream, honestly, like a bad a bad dream for the most part. I mean, there were some good moments and plenty of, you know, especially in the final couple of weeks when he was doing so well and we were really just waiting on feeding. I mean, we got to soak up lots of snuggles and we had a lot more good moments than bad moments. And, you know, again, just super grateful for the team that we had there that made us feel really supported and at home, considering all the things, you know. Okay, I'm really going to stop rambling now. So this is just like my therapy sessions, just coming on the mic and just chatting. So hopefully you guys somewhat enjoy it or find some value in it. But like I said before, you know, Kelly and her sister Liz on the Carpool podcast, how they have like different fun segments and stuff. If you guys can think of any like fun segments that you'd like me to do, like what we ate this week or, you know, like a meal plan idea or random things on my grocery list this week or like sometimes they'll do like advice, like people will like write in and ask for advice on a certain situation, which I'm not like a, you know, an expert on marriage or whatever it may be, but it might be fun and funny to address some like advice questions. So anyway, if there's any specific things that you would enjoy listening to like that on like solo episodes like this, where I'm kind of just rambling, let me know. I'd be happy to do that. Like I said, in the meantime, while I'm like still getting my footing with timing of podcasts and stuff, and like not really editing, then I might be doing more solo episodes like this. So also let me know if you enjoy these or if you're like just just hold off and wait until you release your interviews, because these are dumb and annoying. Hopefully you don't feel that way. But yeah, let me know. I will talk to you guys soon, hopefully, and love ya. And I'll try to link up some of the things that I mentioned in the show notes. And that's all. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some tips or wisdom that you can apply to boost your health and happiness starting today. If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review to help other women like you find my show and get inspired to start living a life they love. Also, take a quick screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Wellness for the Win so I can see why you love today's show. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next time.